friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Grace Warrior Erwin Powell, age one, is growing so fast and adores the grandpa she's never met. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. Bindi Irwin's daughter, Grace, is already 1 year old, and Bindi shares the sweetest video of her showing some love to her grandparents. Tears in my eyes as I share this video, Bindi writes in a caption on Instagram. We call my mom and dad Bunny and Grandpa Crocodile with Grace. She loves them and koalas dearly. On every zoo walk, she searches for pictures of her grandparents, and it is beyond beautiful. The sweet video shows little Grace walking up to an image of her grandparents holding a koala and nuzzling up against it. How adorable! Bindi shares a lot about her daughter on her Instagram page, and it is so sweet to see Bindi loving this new chapter of life with her little one. With Grace being the daughter of Bindi Irwin and Chandler Powell, her full name is Grace Warrior Irwin Powell. And Bindi has shared about the inspiration behind her first daughter's name. My dad was the first person to create the term wildlife warrior, Bindi explained. Being a wildlife warrior means to stand up and speak for those who cannot speak for themselves. We've been referring to our daughter as our baby wildlife warrior. With baby Grace having her late grandpa be Steve Irwin and growing up alongside the many animals at the Australia Zoo, there is no doubt that this little one will follow her family's footsteps and grow up to be a wildlife warrior. God bless this precious family for the wonderful work they do with animals and the joy that they share with the world.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Proud mother of 12 spent 16 years pregnant, and the blessing of children brought her to Christ. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A proud mother of 12 spent 16 years being pregnant, and the blessing of her children brought her to Christ. I have a feeling so many moms will relate to this incredible story. Depending on your generation, you were taught how important it was to break the glass ceiling by getting a good education and excelling in your career. That is certainly how Iris Prunell of the Storm family on TikTok felt when she gave up her career to be a stay-at-home mother. While her husband Cornell continued his career in choreography, Iris put her dreams and career on hold to care for their children. She recalls how she struggled with losing her identity and her purpose. I was trying to find life at that time because I never wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. That wasn't what I wanted to do, she said. So it was a struggle for me mentally because I didn't know how to articulate that I wasn't happy. Yet God, in his amazing timing, met this proud mother of 12 in the middle of her struggle. Iris Purnell had started going to church and fell in love with Jesus. Through Christ, she found a new life. At that time, I had been going to church and decided to get saved. I found a new life and a new meaning of purpose. The foundational verse for this family became Psalm 127:3. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. The couple studies the Bible together with their children. She said, "We're intentional about this walk with God. has done wonders for our marriage as far as us coming together, communicating, and being patient with one another. In today's world, motherhood is seen as a secondary task, but in God's plan, motherhood is more than just a blessing. It's a calling and purpose of raising up the next generation. After Ira surrendered her life to the Lord, the proud mother of 12 found peace, inspiration, and her identity in Christ. Something in her heart flipped a switch, and Iris fell in love with motherhood big time. That's when I was like, you know what? If God wants me to have this many children, then I'll have as many children as He deems for me to have. So that's how we ended up having 12, she said. Can you imagine having more than a baseball team of kids? Or better yet, can you imagine being pregnant for 16 years? As a mom of three, I was pregnant for 2.5 years. I'm not sure I could have handled being pregnant for 16 years. But proud mother of 12, Iris Purnell, feels blessed that she has 5 beautiful daughters and 7 hearty boys. Together, Iris and Cornell have Malachi 17, Cordell Jr. 17, Janai 15, Trinity 13, Messiah 12, Josiah 11, Love 9, 7, 8, Michael 6, Royal 5, Heavenly 4, and Hope 3. Through the blessing of children, so many dreams Iris had are coming true. She had wanted to be a teacher and caregiver. Her husband says, she always wanted to be a teacher, so this is a great purpose. And as a mom, I think she takes on the role of being a teacher, being a caregiver. When I met her, she was in nursing school, so she gets to fulfill all of that. Cornell added, it helps you understand why she had as many kids as she could have, because she's fulfilling all the outside dreams that she wanted to fulfill inside our home. When Iris truly enjoyed each of her pregnancies and thrived during those special months, both Cornell and Iris decided that 12 kids were enough. At first, she wasn't ready to make this life-changing decision, but she realized her husband was trying to ensure she would be healthy and safe to take care of the kids they did have. Iris posted on Instagram a vital message to all mothers. It is never too late, and our children aren't too young, to learn and to experience the Lord for themselves. They first learn it by our walk and our patience in saying what the Lord would say to them instead of what we would say to them in conversation. She added a pivotal Bible verse, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Psalm 127:3.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com. or wherever you get your podcast.